Diversion Audio.
Last time on the Royals of Malibu.
This club is fucking amazing!
Ella?
What is Easton doing here? And is that Reed?
Ella? Looking fine as fuck.
I want to kiss you.
Kiss me.
Wow, fuck, man.
Easton's fucked up. We gotta get him home.
If you ever need to relieve some stress, I could help you with that.
I can tie you up with this?
If that's what you want, Ella.
Just admit that you want me. Not just my body.
I can't.
Wait, Ella, wait. Where are you going?
See you later, Reed.
Ella, untie me!
One note we should mention. This episode contains adult language and subject matter that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. Please take care in listening.
When I heard Reed leave his room and creep down the hall, I knew I had to follow him. And not to brag, but I'm basically an international super spy, a Malibu Black Widow. After 2 years of living a double life as a cam girl, I'm a professional operator. Oh, fuck! Ow, 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 ow! Clearly, I'm out of practice.
Ella?
Brooke, are you okay?
What time is it?
2:30.
Don't you have school in the morning?
Why are you sleeping on the couch? And why are you dressed like you're going to an award show?
Callum and I had dinner plans, but he got stuck working late. I guess I fell asleep.
I love that dress.
Thanks. It's a new designer. It looked better 4 hours ago when it was wrinkle-free. So did I, actually.
You still look great. I'd have dinner with you.
You're so sweet. Don't ever let a man stand you up for dinner.
I'm sorry Callum did that.
Yeah, well, some guys know how to treat people and some don't. Callum just... I know he loves me.
He definitely does.
He just forgets about all of us. Except for you.
That's not true.
It is. And it's okay. You deserve someone focusing on you. Anyways, I should go take my makeup off. Can you believe I still break out sometimes?
That's still a thing when you get older?
Believe it or not, there will be a time in your life when you need Botox and benzoyl peroxide.
Good night.
Night.
Ideally, Brooke would have never seen me sneaking through the house. But she won't snitch. She's too concerned with her skincare routine and her shitty boyfriend. Come on, Callum. Brooke's amazing. Do better. I mean, seriously, how could you ghost Brooke? Especially when she looked like that. Men are trash. And that's why I suddenly don't feel so bad about borrowing Callum's Tesla for the evening. Oh, come on, come on, where are you? As I search for the key fob in the closet, I wonder, what did she mean that Callum only cared about me? There is no way that's true, and if it is, then that is seriously fucked up. Oh, yes, gotcha. Okay, let's get out of here. I'm about to sneak into the garage when I hear voices outside the door.
Dad's gonna murder you, Reed. You can't be messing around with this heavy shit anymore.
Hey, I never tell you not to get blackout drunk or sell pills to freshmen.
Bro, what? You tell me not to do that shit every day.
I'm gonna do what I need to do, and you're gonna do what you need to do. Leave it alone.
It's too much, Reed.
You can either come with, or you can bail, but I'm leaving now before Dad gets home.
Here we go again.
Well, that was almost too easy. Luckily, I watched a YouTube video on how to start a Tesla. Please, please start. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Reed Royal, where do you go at night?
Malibu Batty. This is Queer Icon reporting for duty. Over.
Love the code names, Val. I mean, Queer Icon. Can you see my location?
Yep, I've been tracking since you left.
All right, where am I?
You're in Venice, so still close to the beach, but Google Maps isn't pulling up anything specific. What do you see?
A big, ugly, white building.
Is there a sign anywhere?
Yeah. There's a cartoon dog, and it's saying Bardolph Inc. Bardolph Incorporated.
Googling. Looks like it's some kind of e-commerce company. Oh, are there a bunch of those douchey scooters around?
Yeah, actually.
You're on some kind of tech campus. Do Reed and Easton own a startup?
They're way too lazy for that. I'm going in.
Hold on, don't do that.
I have to. I followed them all the way out here and we still don't have a clue what they're up to.
Maybe they're building robotics. Or burying bodies. Either way, you can't literally storm the castle.
Do you want me to verbally agree with you so you can go to sleep worry-free?
Ella, don't go in that building.
Totally. Okay, bye.
Ella, you could go to jail.
Okay, here we go. No reason to be nervous. It's just a little breaking and entering. No big deal. It looks like they went to the third floor.
Welcome to Bardolph Inc. Ruff. You are arriving at the rooftop.
God damn it, Ella.
Busted. Easton, what brings you to Bardolph this evening?
What the fuck are you doing here?
Where's Reed?
Getting ready.
Ready for what? Is this some kind of mixer? Like a boys' club?
Exactly. No girls allowed, so you can head home now. Bye.
Ha ha.
Oh, God. All right, fuck it. Let's get you a drink. Yo, two gin and tonics, extra gin?
Why are there a bunch of tech bros meeting in this weird building in the middle of the night?
Ella, meet Silicon Beach's best and brightest. You may have noticed you're the only girl here. That's partially because women are sadly underrepresented in STEM. However, it's mainly due to the reason we're all gathered here.
Let me guess, you're all gonna watch someone speedrun Minecraft?
We get in touch with our masculinity.
Ew. What does that mean?
You want to go ahead and knock that back first. The only reason I'm not throwing you out is because I think you may actually be able to stop him.
Who, Reed? From what, exactly?
Oh, come on, they're starting. Stay behind me, Elle. We don't want him to see you yet.
I can barely see... Is that Reed? And some guy standing in the middle of everyone?
Shh. Okay, the timer is projected on that wall. When it starts counting down, the round begins.
What? Are they going to...
Come on, fuck him up, Reed.
Stop, Easton, this is insane. They're going to seriously hurt each other. Oh my God, he's bleeding out of his...
Come on.
Oh my God, his eyes. How is that even possible?
Don't worry, he'll be okay. Emotionally, at least. Yeah, come on, Reed's got this.
Lights out.
Stay down, motherfucker. Ella?
Shit, he saw me.
Cool. Now Reed's gonna kill me.
This is where he sneaks off to? This psycho high-end fight club?
Yeah, and you gotta get him to quit. He won't listen to me.
Me? Why me, Easton? This is fucking crazy.
I know. You gotta make him stop.
He's done tonight, though, right? He already won?
Well, you're here, so he'll probably call it a night, but usually he doesn't fight to win. He fights to lose.
Okay, what does that mean? He wants to lose?
He says that losing makes him feel alive. Taking a hit, it's fucked. That's why I'm telling you. You gotta make him stop doing this. Before he goes all million-dollar baby on me.
And the winner is... Reed Royal!
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama, every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I don't know if ice will help with the bruising, but it should keep the knot from swelling more. Here, let me...
Yeah, thanks. You shouldn't have followed us down there tonight. I know that was probably scary to watch.
Yeah, it was.
I wish you hadn't seen me like that.
It was scary. You had nothing behind your eyes, like you were somewhere else.
That's the whole point. When I'm fighting, I don't have to deal with whatever. Everything.
Reed, I'm sorry if what I did on the boat made you feel like you had to go hit someone or get hurt.
It's not your fault. I mean, sure, I was upset by what happened on the yacht, and I wanted to blow off some steam. But I've been fighting for a long time. It's my choice.
But tying you up? I shouldn't have done that.
I would have gotten pissed off at something else and ended up in the ring anyway. Moth to a flame.
But doesn't it hurt?
Hell yeah, it does.
And your dad doesn't know?
My coach noticed the bruises and said something to my dad, so I had to come clean. He said if he catches me again, he'll ship me off to military school for the rest of my senior year. But he's not exactly paying attention to what any of us do, unless it has to do with you. You're the only person my dad seems to care about.
That's not true. He loves you. He loves all of you.
I don't even care if he loves me or not at this point. You know, my mom was so depressed because he was never around that she got hooked on pills. That was him. That was his fault. He killed her. And then he basically abandoned the rest of us. Now he wants to start over with you for some sort of messed up redemption arc? Fuck that. I'll never forgive him. Not that he's asked me to.
I didn't know that about your mom, Reed. I'm so sorry.
He just wants to move on. He won't even talk about her.
That doesn't mean you have to go get the shit kicked out of you. I get why you and Easton are acting out, but you're gonna end up really hurt, Reed. Or worse.
I guess we're fine with that.
Well, what about me? I lost my mom. I never knew my dad. I don't have that many people left. What am I going to do if something happens to you?
Ella, you don't have to pretend to give a shit about me.
Maybe you don't believe that your dad cares about you, but you should know that I do. A lot.
Whatever.
No, Reed. Look at me.
I can't.
Reed!
You have really beautiful eyes.
Reed, I need you to...
I thought I saw you guys.
Jesus Christ.
Hi.
Oh my God, Brooke, you said you were going to bed.
Ew, I got sand in my mouth.
She's drunk.
You, young sir, should have been a detective. I wish I was still young like you guys. I've got great dance moves. I could have been a TikTok sensation.
Hey, let's get you into bed, huh? Reed, help me out. Please.
Yeah, put her arm on my shoulders.
You're so strong.
Ella, grab the door.
Here, put her on the couch.
Mm.
Brooke, can you sleep on the couch tonight?
I'm a bad girl. Totally just kills your little beachy romance vibe. Sorry.
Hey, Brooke, how come you use a porn star voice whenever you're with my dad?
That's the only way to keep a guy like Callum interested.
Gross.
Men like him can't handle anything real. Guys need girls to act a certain way to keep their ego satisfied. That's why he ignored your mom.
Brooke!
How can such an expensive couch be so not comfy?
We should probably get her some water.
She's your problem now.
Reed, wait!
Good night.
Blanket.
You can't say stuff like that about their mom.
You know, Callum drove Maria crazy. Gave her no attention. That's why she got hooked on pills.
I don't need to hear anymore, Brooke.
That's what they're gonna do to us, too. The royals are going to ruin us both, Ella. Boop.
Good night, Brooke.
Boop.
Bestie, you look awful.
Wow, thanks. I'm exhausted.
Aw, up all night making out with Easton?
Mm-mm. No, that's over. Easton has a lot of issues.
Well, the entire school can't stop talking about the snaps you took together at the club.
Oh, God, I totally forgot about those.
So you're a hot commodity, lady. And the eye bags kind of work for you. Very 2014 Tumblr grunge.
Why is everyone staring at me? Sorry about that. Oh, it's you.
Hey, Savannah.
Chill, Ella. I didn't even see you there.
I'm sure.
You're sure? You think everyone is out to get you. Don't worry. I'm not trying to, like, murder you just because you're stuck in face with my ex. I guess incest is in vogue now. Thanks, House of the Dragon.
He's like my stepbrother. It's Clueless, not House of... And she's gone.
That was weird.
She looks even worse than me.
She hasn't been sleeping. I would steer clear.
I'm trying.
Ella Sinclair?
Hi. That's me.
We have pre-calc together. David Albrecht.
Right. I remember you from... attendance. Sorry.
That's okay. I just haven't caught your attention yet.
Hi. I'm Valerie.
So, Ella, I'd like to take you out to dinner.
Like a date?
Exactly like a date.
I don't know.
How about I get your phone number, and you can text me when you decide?
Sure.
I just texted you so you have my number. I hope to hear from you.
You're so... serious.
Of course I'm gonna take a beautiful girl like you seriously. I'll see you around, Ella.
Nice to meet you!
Look! His texts have a signature at the bottom, like an email.
I told you, you're a hot commodity.
Hooking up with Easton in public is making other guys want to ask me out.
It's like a stamp of approval.
Ugh.
You're grade A beef now.
Oh, God. How shallow can the cove get? I'm irrelevant until I hook up with a one percenter. I don't even know that David guy. It'd be weird to go to dinner with him.
Don't delete his number yet. David's actually a halfway decent human. Besides, it's not like you have any other prospects lined up, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Across the hall, Reed avoids looking at me on his way to class. The further away he is, the more appealing this David guy seems. And truthfully, a date with anyone not named Royal sounds pretty good right about now.
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
Hey, don't look, but Reed and Abby are over there.
I'm fine, Easton.
Who is this Abby chick and what is she doing hanging all over Reed?
You should give David a chance. You deserve to be with a good guy.
Thanks, Reed. You deserve someone good, too.
Vague much? I guess Ella's gonna try to drum up feelings for David Albrecht with his Rolex and his secure attachment style.
Everything okay here, Ella?
Yes. Thank you, David.
Ugh. Don't hate me for saying it, but do Ella and David kind of work? Seems like nothing will get in their way except...
Savannah! Sorry, I tripped.
You are a total fucking psycho! You spilled a drink on me? Seriously?
Another day, another drama. Find out what happens on the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in association with Pod People. Based on the book Paper Princess by Aaron Watt. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Cattyblue. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story editing by Lindsay Plussard. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein.
Editorial direction by Scott Waxman.
Casting by Lindsay Plussard, Alex McManus, and Mayank Batter. Editing, sound design, and engineering by Morgan Foos and Michael Aquino.
Dialogue editing by Adam Raimunda.
Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Featuring the voices of Alyssa McKay as Ella, Zaria as Savannah, Chris Cafaro as Reed, Nick Cafaro as Easton, Armin Taylor as Callum, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie, Anna Rubinova as Brooke, Maura Vincent as Dinah, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, and Kieran Reagan as David. Executive producers for Diversion Audio, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, and Scott Waxman. Executive producers for Pod People, Rachel King and Matt Zav. Special thanks to Kimberly Brower, Jen Frederick, and L. Kennedy.
Diversion Audio.